Jerry, just about, lifting her up and lifting us up, inevitably. Classic cliche number 26 coming through here from the book of programme presenters of Rules and Regulations. Yes, it's that uplifting chemist extraordinaire and wonderful guru of matters to deal with all sorts of wonderful things. It's Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, how are you?
Top of the milk to you. Top of the milk.
Oh, fantastic. So, we're going to go with potholes, cars, nutrition, Pharma-Nord. Take it away, Dennis.
Right, well, our morning sojourn into the land of complementary medicine. And over the last week, I've been cutting up, driving my wife mad as usual, cutting up newspapers with all the tidbits of the latest information. You mentioned potholes. That was because, yes, in the Express, they were talking about, the headline was, 13 million drivers of cars in Great Britain have got damage on the road because of the potholed roads. It says, more than 13 million drivers have suffered damage to their cars from potholes over the last 2 years, according to an AA survey yesterday. The total bill for punctures, dents and wreck suspension could run to 50 million. So if you use that as an analogy with our own health, this is because we are not repairing the potholes as well as we should be. Definitely with 13 million drivers' cars damaged. And what about our bodies being damaged? Because if we don't repair our bodies, or better still, if we don't protect our bodies in the first place to avoid the equivalent of potholes. So some of the headlines that I picked up. In the Express, there was a headline, the rising toll of chronic disease in the over 50s. It goes on to say by Robert Kellaway, more people over 50 than ever have two or more chronic illnesses, increasing the pressure on the NHS. Researchers found the number with more than one such condition rose about 10% in the last 10 years and is still rising. And the findings show that only one in four over 50s today do not have a health problem. Only one in four over 50, such as the things they're talking about, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, compared with one in three just 10 years ago. The study of more than 15,000 people in England over 10 years showed an increasing trend for people over 50, not 60, or 70 or 80, over 50, to develop a second or even a third disease. It was also found that people were physically active, who were physically active, were healthier. More older people now have at least one chronic disease, adding to the strain of health budgets amid a rise in long-term conditions and people living longer. And the Professor Kuntei of Leicester University said, the prevalence of people having more than one chronic condition in older adults is steadily increasing. The current models of care are based on the management of individual chronic conditions. The study was published online by the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity. The headline again, rising toll of chronic disease in the over 50s. But another headline yesterday, which also happened to be in the Daily Express, I'm sure it was in other newspapers as well, this in a way links to the first one about the rising toll of chronic disease in the over 50s. This one was on page 9 by Giles Sheldrick. Teenagers who are unfit triple their diabetes risk. It goes on to say, poor physical fitness at a young age trebles the chance of diabetes later in life. The link is unrelated to weight, and researchers say it reinforces the importance of regular exercise. It means a snapshot of teenagers' fitness can predict whether the disease, diabetes, will strike in future. Professor Peter Katzmarks, a child obesity specialist who analysed the results, they said they should not be ignored. Researchers at the School of Medicine in New York used data on more than 1 million 18-year-old Swedish army conscripts who were tested for strength and aerobic fitness between 1969 and 1997. That is a big trial, 1 million 18-year-olds. They tracked the men, excuse me, right up to 2012, when half of them were now aged 46. And in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the analysis showed men who were least fit at 18 were three times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, even those with a healthy weight. The combination of low aerobic and muscular fitness increased the risk of the disease. Britain faces a diabetes epidemic that costs the health service, what, you can't believe this, listeners, £1 million an hour. That's 10 billion a year. 90% of the 4 million sufferers of type 2 diabetes, which is caused almost entirely by unhealthy lifestyles, 90%. Guidelines recommend 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity. Navid Sattar, professor of metabolic medicine at the University of Glasgow, said the best way to get fit and keep fit is to remain physically active. The study reiterates the same old message. Staying active and keeping fit will help to reduce the risk of diabetes in later life. The lead researcher, Dr. Casey Crump, said not only were both low aerobic and muscular fitness linked with a higher long-term risk of diabetes, but this was true even amongst those with normal body mass index. So if your normal body mass index, this is a ratio of your height to your weight, and the numbers they like you to be is between 20 to 25. If you're over 25, then on this body mass index number, then you're overweight. And if you're over 30 on the body mass index scale, then you are obese. But here they're saying it's the muscular fitness and low aerobic and muscular fitness is linked with this terrible problem of long-term risk of diabetes. Even if your body mass index falls within the right numbers, that's 20 to 25. He went on to say the last sentence, young people should maintain regular exercise and avoid spending too much time online. So, teenagers, people over 50, potholes, there's a link. We're not doing enough to look after ourselves. And the Danish company, Pharmanord, this company from Denmark, where in Denmark, by Danish law, all health food products by any company who are making products in Denmark have to make the health food products to pharmaceutical standards. So Pharmanord have about 48 products. You can't take them all, obviously. and they all have special jobs for special health problems. But coming back to this, teenagers are unfit, triple their diabetes risk, and the rising toll of chronic disease in the overweight, which covers type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, which has all rocketed over the last 10 years. So how do we link it to the Pharmanaud products? By the way, we must also add, today, Friday, March the 11th, there's a massive headline in the Daily Express, and it's saying, daily drink, and they're talking about a drink, a vitamin cocktail, a daily drink helps to beat dementia. And this particular drink, although the results look good, it does retail at £3.50 a day, which for a lot of people would possibly be too much money. It's over £100 a month, a cocktail of vitamins and other scientific ingredients. It goes on to say, can preserve the brain cells that Alzheimer's disease patients lose quickly. And amongst the ingredients in the vitamin drink include the B vitamins. You can't store the B vitamins. The B vitamins help to maintain a healthy skin, a healthy digestion, and a healthy brain. In other words, the nervous system. If you look up in any book at all talking about B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, inositol, choline, these are the names of the B vitamins which will be included in this drink, this £3.50 drink. A vitamin cocktail helps to stop memory loss. It goes on to say on page 4 that this over-the-counter drink can help to ward off Alzheimer. The study showed that those who took the supplement had a 38% less brain shrinkage, particularly in the hippocampal area, the part of the brain that helps store short-term memories. I mean, the Pharmanaud range, I know from my own experience, they also go a long way to helping stopping the problems as we age through life. 30, 40, then we become 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. The Pharmanaud product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. Bioquinone, Q-U-I-N-O-N-E, Bioquinone, but then the letter Q, then the number 10, and then the word gold. Because Pharmanaud's product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, is the gold standard for the world's research on this substance, Q10, that gives us energy. I have the honour of being flown by Pharmanaud every 2 years for the last 20 years to every world conference on Q10. This substance made in our liver, used in every cell in the body, found in things like peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardine. One of Pharmanaud's capsules, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule, is equivalent, you would have to eat the equivalent of 3 pounds, 1.5 kilograms of sardines. You'd have to be a sea lion to eat that. And when you take this Q10 Gold substance, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, it gives you your energy, because in the cells of your body, you have 60 trillion cells. In every cell, it's hard to believe, but it's true, there are up to 5,000 little engines. Up to 5,000 in 60 trillion cells in your body. And these little engines, they call mitochondria. This is where the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe are joined together to make energy. What's energy? How can you define energy? if I punch you in the nose, you'll say, oh, I'm in agony, you've broken my nose. I really felt your energy. That's the nearest you're going to get, folks, to be able to describe what energy is. It's a force. It drives the heart, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the pancreas, the spleen, vision, hearing, walking, talking, breathing. Everything you do, you need energy. And if you take a capsule of Pharmanaut's bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, then your level of Q10 in the body, which drops once you pass 20, when you're 2, your Q10 production in your liver is very low, but you're very small when you're 2, so it's enough. You try and catch a 2-year-old. When you're 20, you think you're going to live forever, and that's because your liver is making maximum production of Q10. Once you turn 20, it's very young 20, but your production of Q10 starts to fall. And by the time you're 39 to 43, looking at the graph on the results of people in that age group, their production of Q10 has gone right back to a 2-year-old. But you're no longer 1.5 feet tall. You're 5 feet, 5'6", 5'9", 6 feet tall, 6'3". But now at 39 to 43, you've only got the Q10 production in your liver of a 2-year-old child. By the way, when you're 80, then your blood levels have gone back to the levels of a 1-year-old baby. But if you take Q10, that is also another wonderful substance, like this cocktail of vitamins and substances that's mentioned in the headlines of the Express, the drink that can help to ward off Alzheimer. Q10 can help to ward off everything, all illnesses. Because I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville, last year Bologna, and next year New York. I've heard 1,000 lectures on Q10. We use it to help people with high blood pressure, with angina, with a whole host of illnesses, and including Alzheimer and memory. My mother got to 92. She was on 3 capsules a day, one with each meal of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams. And at that level, she was doing the VAT, the deduction cards, tax code A&B, statutory sickness benefits. These are all the things you have to do when you're running a business, like a busy pharmacy. And she did all the bookwork and the wages. She did everything right up to her death at 92. My uncle was on 3 Q10 a day, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with evening meal. And they both took Soleno Precise, which is the world's rarest mineral, and Soleno Precise is the Pharmanaut brand made to pharmaceutical standards in Denmark. And that costs, Soleno Precise, and you take one tablet a day, that costs 10 pence a day. And everybody listening and everybody on this island called Great Britain, 64 million people, I don't think all 64 million are listening, but there are many thousand listening to the podcast, which you can download if you've missed the program or you want to go over the information again. So we have the lowest selenium levels in the soil in the world. It just so happened when the planet was built and made 4 billion years ago, we drew the short straw. The whole of Europe, but especially Great Britain, has got the lowest selenium levels in the soil, so we can't get in our food. And in Venezuela, they get 350 micrograms a day from the food chain. North America, 250. Japan, 200. Taiwan gets 175 a day. And you lot listening get 31 micrograms a day, the lowest in the world as a country. In Keshan province in China, until the Chinese government gave them supplements, they were the lowest as an area. They were down to 20 micrograms a day. nothing, practically nothing, in their soil. And the babies were born, listeners, with heart disease. This area called Keshan province, it's known as Keshan heart disease. And that's why it's so important for not just the listeners, but the whole of Great Britain, to take a tablet that costs 10 pence a day, Soleno Precise, because then you can make the 25 pathways with the selenium. Selenium P protects your, if you can make selenium P by getting enough, and that's the tablet, Soleno Precise. Soleno P protects your liver, the K1 protects your kidney, the M1 protects your muscle, the N1 protects your nerves. Thioredox and reductase selenium protects your heart. This mouthful, Soleno iodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful, that one helps to protect the thyroid function by converting your thyroxine, which you make in your thyroid gland in your neck, or if you're underactive, you'll be on a tablet called L-thyroxine, but that's also known as T4, and you need to convert that to the 10 times more active T3, and in order to do the conversion, you need that mouthful being made, the selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, but you can't make that mouthful substance without selenium. So both my mother and my uncle were taking, and many, many of my customers are taking, including myself. I'm 75, I'm on no drugs for anything, I'm still working, I'm never tired because I'm taking Q10, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, for 20 years. And my uncle died at 99. No Alzheimer, no dementia. And he was taking the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram and also the Soleno Precise. So yes, there are ways to curtail the problems that we're reading about, the potholes that cause the damage to the cars, and the lack of things that we're doing as teenagers, being unfit, not getting the exercise, the rising toll of chronic disease in the over 50s. We're all watching television 7 hours a night, or maybe sitting listening to the radio 7 hours a night, and through the day we're using electrical equipment. I think I read recently that the housewife of the 1950s used to spend in total 57 hours a week cleaning the house, and now it's about 2 hours a week. We have electric washing machines, electric dryers, electric cleaning equipment to clean the carpet. Everything's electric. We have televisions where we have rays. We don't get up to change the channel. We press buttons. We sit watching television screens all day. We're all addicted to our smartphones. You go in any restaurant, any cafe, you go in anywhere, all you see is people with little things in their hand called smartphones. They're wonderful things, but the children of today, from the age of, 2 years old, are on iPhones and iPads playing games hour after hour, and it's just not good, because even the vision, looking at a little screen 10 inches away, then you're not going to use the muscles as you would do if you were looking into the distance. And so the problem of aging we read last week is that the eye problems, there's going to be literally more blindness because of the, as the years pass, people are staring at little screens. It's as if we're born to stare at screens. It can't go on. The next generation, we have to educate them. But the products that Pharmanord make, their new product, BioGluco Control, has two ingredients to help control your sugar. It's got the mineral chromium, which allows the right amount of sugar to enter your cell. And it's got an extract of a berry from the mountains of Chile. This berry is called the maqui berry, and that helps to stop starches that we eat becoming sugar, because there's an enzyme called glucosidase that breaks down the starch, that's your bread, your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your rice, into sugar. When you take this new product from Pharmanord, BioGluco Control, it helps to control your sugar level.
And that's where we must leave it today, Dennis, because, again, we've wrapped up from potholes to screenshots and so on and so forth. Actually, I'm just looking around at the studio. One, two, three, four different screens that we're sort of looking at, ranging in size from sort of 7-inch through 3.5-inch through 15-inch. It's amazing. Yeah, so quite right. Obviously, we're a screen-based society. If it's not on the screen, it's not real.
When I walk in on my grandchildren, two of them are 8 and approaching 11, and they're on their machines, I walk in and say, look at the mountains, which means look out of the window.
Excellent.
Use the muscles of the eye to do distance looking, not just close work. Look at the mountains. That phrase should go across the country to save people's vision. Don't stare at the screens. Look at the mountains frequently.
So I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic mini-lecture with us again today.
Well, it just enables us to help people, your listeners, the wonderful work you do, propagating all wonderful information to the people of Great Britain.
And I'm sure we'll continue ever onwards, back again next week, no doubt.
Not next week, the week after.
Exactly, but it'll be pre-recorded next week because we'll be doing it on a Wednesday, so there we are.
All right.
So it'll all work splendidly. Dennis will return.
Thank you.